Blog Talk Radio.
Why I keep hearing footsteps, baby.
winner is Beyonce Knowles, female pop vocalist.
I would like to thank the judges for picking me, my parents who I love. I love you, Houston.
I know if I'm on to you, what's going to come in the end. They know how it's going to end. They don't know when it's going to end because they don't certain information was only for those who wrote it. But that was these energetic beings that decipher, and they can decipher these scrolls on their own. Alright? They use us to decipher the scrolls, to give them so they can know what is going on. Alright? So yeah, they want to use the little things to try to get you thrown off. Yes, they have artificial intelligence beating up everything. Got brothers and sisters killing each other. Got these intermediate beings killing each other. One of the big things they had, you know, I saw January Coleman, and it's like January Coleman's like, oh, YouTube just dumped like 50,000 channels. And then she goes reading and saying, all these channels that are Chinese and Russian based, and I'm like, okay, that's just another little thing. They need to get caught up in this stuff. But we're watching everything. Keep your eyes on everything, watch everything. But remember, don't get caught up in it. Don't partake in it. Just watch it. Watch it from afar. And you're going to see how everything is literally popping off, coming to the end. They're telling everybody that, yeah, you know, 2023, we may not be carrying cash anymore, because we may be going digital, but we're working on a new currency. Don't allow them to carry you away with their fallacies. So remember, they have never accomplished anything, and all of us within our lifetime, we have never accomplished anything. No matter how many jobs and job positions and how much money we made, we haven't accomplished anything. All right? That's what the system wants us to think. Oh, you got a good job. You're a supervisor. You're a general manager. Oh, you have a business. You haven't accomplished anything. Because at the end of the day, you still have to turn your money over to the source that created the money. And you have to file your taxes. Just to keep that business.
Low battery.
Like corporate America, and become greedy and needy and wanting, and you're never satisfied. You see what I'm saying? So in all our doing, practicing what our enemies have done, we also haven't accomplished anything. Someone told me I made a great accomplishment because I was a police officer. I said, I was born an accomplishment. I was being a part of the system. I was playing the game. Put on a costume. Learn some fake laws. Learn how to hurt people. They taught us how to kill people. They taught us how to hurt people. Taught us how to tear families apart.
Low battery.
Outside of what was already torn apart. So you must get it there, understand, overstand, brothers and sisters. All of this is coming to an end. It's coming to a complete end. Because because we have got to make some real accomplishments. Every one of you who took the time to build and create, every one of you who took the time to make your orgone pyramids and make other things, that was
low battery.
Right, because an accomplishment is something that serves nature and the cosmos as well as yourself. By you getting a job or paying more money, nature is not involved. It's involved in that. Nature has nothing to do with it. You win in a lottery, you think nature has anything to do with it? No. That's a thing of chance. That's a thing of chance. I mean, you may not. You know, you got people, our people, you know, spending $30, $40, $50, $60, $70 a day trying to get rich, thinking that they're going to be financially free. Never be financially free in the system that was created for greed. Because you're going to find yourself, you hit the lottery, you're going to find yourself being just like your enemies. Out of all the cars and the clothes and the shoes and the things and the electronics and the jewelry and all, you still haven't gone anywhere. You still haven't done anything. See, these are the little things. They want us to keep our minds on the little things. In the meantime, the big thing is happening right now, and nature is taking its course. Like the last message, you know, you guys heard. Cosmic evolution. Everything all over the cosmos is evolving. That's the bigger picture that we must see. Everything all over the cosmos is evolving. Becoming bigger, becoming wider, becoming more powerful, increasing in frequency and vibrations. That's an accomplishment. To evolve is an accomplishment. Because this is something that is a part of nature. So they want us to look at all the little things while the big things are taking place. The biggest thing when we had that solar storm Wednesday, you know, the biggest thing that they talked about was that football player, Deshaun Wilson. I just kept hearing Deshaun Wilson, Deshaun Wilson, Deshaun Wilson, accused of some kind of sexual allegation or whatever, and that's all I heard was Deshaun Wilson, Deshaun Wilson, Deshaun Wilson. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I thought about it. I said, oh, that's right. There's a solar storm that's going to happen. So they kind of get everybody's attention off this solar storm and pull it. Yo, this is how they work. This is just how they work. And you got so many brothers and sisters that are just, you know, get caught up in this shit. But they don't know what's going on. Keep your mind on what's going on. Keep your mind on your enemies. Keep your mind on the cosmos. Keep your mind on nature. Watch everything. This is what our ancestors did. Our ancestors watched everything. They didn't fall behind on anything. They watched everything. And this is where we got to be. We got to watch everything. Alright? You got to see the big picture. You got to see how everything is evolving. See how everything is changing. You know, just like we talked about, see how the frequencies are rising. And the frequencies are rising. The frequency is destroying this currency. And they're still trying to say, oh, the dollar is strong. The dollar is strong. There is nothing that's strong that's inorganic. There's nothing that is not organic that is strong right now. All that is not organic is extremely, extremely weak. And is barely holding on. It's barely holding on to life. I tell you guys, this entire system is on life support, and it's at the point of the plug being pulled. And once the plug is pulled, it's over. So keep your minds off the little things and keep your eyes on the big things that are going on. All right? Like that huge sinkhole that happened outside of town in Chile yesterday. 650 feet deep. You know that an eighth of a mile is 660 feet. So that sinkhole is 650 feet, which is just about an eighth of a mile deep and 80 feet wide, and it just opened up. It just opened up, and the people heard it. These are the big things to watch. All the fires that's going on all over the planet. Do you know that every continent, there's over 40 volcanoes right now that are active? How many of you all know that? There are over 40 volcanoes that are active at this present moment. Or is it 50? One or the other. But there's a lot of them that are active right now. There's a lot of energy flowing throughout the planet. It's the big things that you must watch. They don't want you to see nature. They want you to see, we got the election thing going on, and who's going to be mayor, and who's going to be city council, and who's going to be the state representative, and all this. These are the things that they got going on, to make us think that, things are just rolling perfect. They're going to keep doing things to make you think that everything is normal. In the meantime, there's no normality. When we're watching Walmart get rid of over 200 corporate employees, and yes, I did confirm it, Walmart did cut the bonus pay for the managers. And yes, Amazon is getting rid of a lot of people because they have more stock than they have demand. See, these are the big things to watch, but you have to find these things on your own. At the same time, watch nature, because the frequency is changing. And when the frequency changes, when the frequency rises, the frequencies create vibrations. The vibrations rise, the vibrations create energy. When the energy rises, the energy creates other forms of power and intelligence that belongs to us. And it's important that we be in tune to this. Don't fall for the little things. Keep your mind on the big things. Keep your eyes on the big things. At the same time, watch everything that our enemies are doing. All right? Like I said, don't partake in it. Just watch. Keep up with it. Because that day of the day of the collapse is going to be a glorious day. But we just have to be ready. All right, brothers and sisters. I'll catch you guys later. Just wanted to share that with you. Give me some rest. You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Make chaos ring through forever and ever, ever. Remember, chaos brings change, not peace. Chaos is everything. Pray. Chaos brings change. Chaos brings change. My tongue got tied for a little second there. I'm sleepy. I'm going to go to bed. All right, guys. I'll catch you later. Much power to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Put it on. All right, am I live?
All right. Yo, put this thing right here, like on there.
All right.
Good evening, spiritual family. Can they hear me? This is some wild shit. YouTube is fucking up. Okay. Let's see here what we have. Right. Good evening. Family. Okay. Can you hear me? All right. Let's see. Yes. All right. Oh, thank you, Hathor. You're so sweet. You should sit right there by me. Hathor, see, I'm not using her for clout. Hathor, please, come sit beside me. This shit is...
I can't be used anymore.
All right. Good evening, spiritual family. So, what was the title of this live? Everything is not witchcraft. Thank you, Hathor. All right. I've been having quite a few emails, people emailing me, you know, with thinking that everybody put witchcraft on them and, you know, all manners of fuckery. Listen, witchcraft is very, very real. Okay? It's very real. It is very powerful. It is very deadly. However, not every friggin' thing is witchcraft. Some people are batshit crazy. It is what it is. You understand? I myself, I'm a bipolar spiritualist. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just never seen bipolar Betty jump out, you know? Because when I tend to come on camera, the mask of sanity is welded on, you know, quite tightly. So, you know, nobody has ever seen it. Have you heard of that punk-ass preacher, Pastor Locke, who is spreading hate against witches? Melissa, we don't pay attention to these hating assholes. You know what I'm saying? They come with the territory. Pastor might want to be careful because he run across a witch that know how to use the Bible. She'll use the Bible and bust his ass down. You understand? First of all, you know, hate comes with the territory. It just is what it is. A hater's job is to hate. You know what I'm saying? As long as they stay in their motherfucking lane. You understand? Because you step out your lane, then it's going to be some problems. Is that my priestess? Ka, Kefa, Ba, Aniva, what's up? What's up, baby? Thank you for joining the live. I need Hathor in here. Where is Jason Garcia? What's up? Yes, Ka, Kefa, Ba, Aniva. My priestess is in the house. Ka, Kefa, Ba, Aniva, Kappa by Candy. You know what I'm saying? Go check out my sister's Instagram. Hit her up for some spiritual jewelry. You know what I'm saying? You can hit her up and have your pieces customized based on your natal chart. You know what I'm saying? If you are a Cancer and you need something for that, you know, for that sign, you know, to work with that water energy, that empathy. If you are a Leo and you need, you know what I'm saying, like a nice piece of tiger's eye or, you know what I'm saying, something else representing a fire type energy, you know, there's all types of jewelry that are being made. Because back in the day, we used talismans, you know. I wear a couple of them that she has made for me. Okay. Wellness, wagwan, not nagwan. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, back to the sister. We're always going to have our haters. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But the haters, you know what I'm saying? We let them hoes be great. You will always have hating assholes. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, as long as they stay in their motherfucking lane. Because, see, me, I know the Bible. And I will use the Bible, you know, to bust them all fucked up. I'm trying not to swear because, you know, okay. Now, what I want to say is, you know, nothing is witchcraft. And I'm going to need people their power back. And I've said this repeatedly. Some people can hex up themselves. They can curse themselves. Now, let me tell you. Yeah. Thank you for the donation. Let me get back up here. Thank you for the donation, Jay Smith. Thank you. Everything is not witchcraft. There are some things that you can put on yourself. There is self-hex, okay? Just like there's self-initiation, okay?
You need to start eating healthier? Meet Kachava. Kachava is the world's healthiest all-in-one meal shake. A complete meal in seconds to keep you going.
Things like insecurity, self-doubt, lack of self-esteem, self-worth, even depression to a certain degree can cause, you know, obstacles in your life because they're blockages. Now, things like depression and all, that's very normal and natural, given our life here on planet Earth. However, thank you for the donation, Deborah. Get up here. Thank you for the donation, Deborah. Deborah Debs. Okay. Depression and things like that are very natural. They're very normal. However, they must be prioritized. You cannot allow them, you know what I'm saying, to run over your life. And I'm feeling real iry tonight. Let me see, what is this show? We're all your family members, we're all my family members, practitioners like me. No, my father was. You know what I'm saying? Let me see, show this stuff. Yeah, my mother does not claim the title witch, but she is a motherfucking witch. You know what I'm saying? She most certainly is a witch. Let me pull this chair over here. I would describe her as an oracle because she's very gifted, okay, with seeing things. Whatever she says is going to happen. It happens. She can see. Okay? Let's see. Let me try to get this right. Okay, fuck it. I'm just going to leave it like that. Wait a minute now. I mean, want to. Okay, let's see here. Okay. All right. I feel comfortable. I took a spiritual bath today, so I'm feeling iry, Narad. And when you do your spiritual bath, right, let me tell you, your ass will be feeling nice and relaxed. You'll feel like you just had a big ass, just, you know what I'm saying? And you just had about 3 glasses of wine, okay? So, you know, this is, you know, me feeling iry. Now, some of the things that people think are witchcraft are not witchcraft. Again, you can hex yourself up. People can hex you up, but if you do your work and you do your work correctly, you can protect yourself. This is why it is very important that people choose the spiritual path that is right for them, okay? A lot of people want to jump off into Ifa, but Ifa is not for everybody. Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Brandy, for the donation. I need Hathor down here with me. I don't understand. Brandy, Grayson, thank you for the donation. I need her little ass down here. But her little ass don't want to be down here. Now, you know, the most important part of choosing a spiritual path is one that's going to be comfortable and easily accessible for you. One that you don't have to put, you can align it with yourself comfortably. If you have to go out of your way for a spiritual path or have to become a slave to a spiritual path, then it, my dear, is not the path for you. Okay? I'm going to have to get Hathor for this. Thank you, Johnny Boyd, for the donation. Hathor! Screaming for my kid. She needs to come down here and fix this stuff. Okay? I need you to fix this stuff, man. Yeah. Because, you know, come fix this. Okay. Okay. Also, for the person that contacted me earlier about some chick with worms coming out of every orifice of her body. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that was it? That was all you had to do up for?
You totally zoomed in.
Oh, my goddess. Okay. Thank you, Hattie Batty. Okay. For the sister that contacted me earlier talking about, you know, she got somebody with worms coming out of every orifice of their body. Listen, get you some motherfucking parasite intestinal cleanse, okay? Get you some intestinal parasite cleanse and get this stuff out of you. This sounds like they might have ate, you know, like some bad lettuce or cabbage or something that can have those types of stuff on them that get into their body. Okay? So that's what you need. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm standing here in front of the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., and inside is the first jury trial that was brought forward by federal.
Okay. That is easily workable with you because everybody want to jump off into Ifa, Palo, Santeria, Voodoo. But these paths are very heavy. You understand? These paths are very heavy, require animal sacrifices, which a lot of people are not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with animal sacrifices. You understand? So I bypass all of that. Thank you for the donation. Adversarial Divine Innovation. Mama Morte in the Bumba Plot. Mama Morte in the Bumba Plot building. Hey, sis. I know you've been sending me a lot of texts, but girl, I've got so much going on. I ain't been getting back to them texts. Okay. My sister Mama Morte in the building, who also makes spiritual jewelry. Okay. And you can also hit her up on Instagram. Okay. Now, here is the thing, you know. Choosing a spiritual path based on your natal path. Thank you for the donation. Okay, Jason, I don't know if I thank you. Can you bypass, hold on, can you bypass animal sacrifices? Don't your Risha needs to be properly fed? Well, here's the thing, Corey. If you choose to get initiated into Ifa, and go through godparents and godmother and godfather, you will have to follow those guidelines. However, I am a renegade, okay? And even though I was initiated in Ifa, I have long since left Ifa because I had beef with a lot of the things that went on. You know what I'm saying? And for my spiritual system, Obia from Jamaica, we don't do animal sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? So it is, to me, it's a personal choice. Now, if you decide you want to become a devotee of Ifa, you can become a devotee of spiritual path. Now, you still have to know about that particular path, the rules, the regulation, the deity, how to work with stuff. And then over time, you can carve your own path in working with these particular energies. Okay, for some people, Ogun might show up for them. Oya, Oshun, you know, Obatala, Shango, whatever, Eshu. You can work with them. You don't have to give animal sacrifices. You can work with them on your own. Now, if you decide that you want to become a Babalao or a Iyanifa and you decide to go and to get initiated, well, that's up to you. You have to go by the rules, you understand, of those paths. See, for me, I'm a renegade. I have over 40-something years underneath my belt. You know, I do what the fuck I want to do. You understand? Now, hoodoo, okay. Hoodoo is a sister system to what we practice in Jamaica called Obia. You don't need to do blood sacrifices with hoodoo. Okay? Now, hoodoo, you just need to study, you know, your herbs, your various potions, you know, learn how to do some bomb-ass spiritual bath, okay, cleansing bath, protection ritual, learn how to properly use the Bible, you know what I'm saying? Because everything that you need, the Bible is just a big book of grimoires. You have to read past the fuckery, that patriarchy, you know what I'm saying, corrupted, okay? So with hoodoo, you do have to do your study, okay? And there are plenty of hoodoo books on the market that you can have and you can study and you can go from there. But what I tell people, you want to choose something that's based on why you came here, okay? You feel as best to when you do your natal chart, okay? First of all, you come in based on a sun sign. You come in for this energy, okay? You come in on a particular day. That's another energy. As you go through your chart and you look at your Neptune, which is, you know, part of your spiritual path, and even your Jupiter.
Let's sit down for a coffee date. I hate it when dates start with small talk, so let's get straight to it. How much do you know about...
Because Jupiter is all about your spiritual.
I apologize for the ads, you guys, and the distractions and shit. But pay attention, y'all. This is good. Royalties, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. As you guys know, I'm your host, Saru. And today, not everything is witchcraft, but what we perceive as witchcraft, is it truly working against us or is it truly working for us, right? Something to think about.
Blessings. Okay, your spiritual gifts. You understand? And you go from there. You can build your path around there. First of all, the word that I got from Source was those spiritual systems that they still do blood sacrifice. First of all, blood sacrifice is something from patriarchy. Let's just get that shit straight. It is. And you know, these paths have to be elevated because they're at least 10, 20, however thousand years old and are still following those same traditions. We here in the diaspora, where the hell are you going to get a goat to sacrifice? I mean, let's be for real. You live in an apartment building in the hood or in the burbs. Where the fuck are you going with a goddamn goat to sacrifice? Or a chicken. It's not necessary for you. Okay, first of all, you're not even from that culture. Let's keep that shit real. There are brothers and sisters and cousins on the continent. Well, your ass ain't from Nigeria. Your ass ain't from the Congo. Where the hell are you going in America, in the suburbs or in the hood with a motherfucking chicken to sacrifice? Where? Stop it. Okay? And so, you need... You need, thank you for the donation. You need to learn how to work these spiritual paths. Raya Soul, thank you for the Jamaican. It's the Jamaican bee from Florida. Rasta, Tuaguan, hey. Chella, watch for your pretty, picture for something, huh? You just a mug upon them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, you can bypass all of that. Look in your Jupiter and see what are your spiritual gifts. And you go from there because ultimately, what a spiritual path is supposed to do is to give you peace and tranquility within that nothing can rock you. Mm. You understand? You'll be able to overcome any kind of obstacles that come in your path. Whether you done got fired, you done got evicted, you done, you know what I'm saying, you done lost, just, you know, a spouse, you done got divorced, whatever. You have the ability to come back from that. You understand? You can't do what the cousins on the continent does. Okay? We have different paths. Remember, our people have a ton of different paths. Everything from, you know, the ancient Babylonian, Semite, Phoenician, coming all the way down from Africa, you know, to here in America, the original aboriginals that are the, you know, shamanistic spirituality and hoodoo. You understand? We have a ton of spiritual practice. It is finding the right one for you, okay? And just because an Orisha comes to you, that don't mean run off and go get initiated, because initiation is something that is not for everybody. And the reality is it's a lot of pimp game that go on in the spiritual community. It's a lot of fuckery. It's a lot of financial parasitism. You understand? And when you run into something, this is where you end up in trouble. You don't need all of that. You understand? The first thing, like I tell people, is go within. Stop looking at every goddamn thing as, you know, I am so tired of people coming to me thinking that everybody on the sun has hexed them up. You know what I'm saying? First of all, if your hex is not warranted, it's not going through. I mean, like I said, and I've said this before, let's take motherfucking Donald Trump, for example. Remember when he got in and all them white women, oh my God, we're hexing up the patriarchy, we're doing all of that. Is his ass still not walking around? I ain't seen him get run over by a truck yet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen him have a heart attack. I ain't seen him have a stroke. Hell, I ain't even seen his ass get COVID. So what good were those hexes doing all of that production?
And Simpsons are hitting the road, and wherever they go, they'll be about 10 minutes from a hotel by window. The Morgans are soaking up a...
Okay. We are here, like this person said, about self-healing. You have the ability to heal yourself, okay? You can go on Amazon and get some uncrossed back salt. Hold on, let me ask. Hakur! Get me the uncrossing bath salts. Okay? Trump is broke now? Shit, I don't know about that. Get me the uncrossing bath salts in my bathroom or in my room. It's in a white bag. It says uncrossing bath salts. It might be in the bathroom. Another thing is you can do your own spiritual work. Now, when it comes to divination, you might not be able to divine for yourself. You will have to get somebody to do a divination for you. Okay, Roxanne, he did have a little COVID. Yeah, but I'm not impressed. I ain't seen nothing to lick on him, Ross. I call COVID killer. Untold amount of people. His ass wasn't even in no hospital bed. You know what I'm saying? Like being intubated in what do you call it? They didn't have to put him in an induced coma. They didn't have to put his ass on a respirator. His raggedy ass still walking around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, I'm not impressed. So here's the thing. Von B, thank you for the donation, sweetie. Spiritual bath, yes. Adversarial divine. Spiritual bath is very important. And where the hell is Hathor? Hathor! Where is it? Okay, come put this on. I'm going to have to go up there and get this. You don't see it? It's in a white thing. Come put this on. I'll be right back. Hey, guys.
All right, guys, I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. She stepped away for a minute. But tomorrow, guys, we're going to be doing 8-11 Lionsgate portal tomorrow. So join us. It's set at 10 a.m. tomorrow. But it will be in our Facebook group. Please be sure that you guys are in our Facebook group, Enhancing Awareness Radio on Facebook. For show updates, you get the laugh, fun, inspiration. One-stop shop, guys, Enhancing Awareness Radio.
Freak you out.
This one got a lot of ass.
But it's no wonder shrimps get a bad rap. Word has it.
This one has a lot of ass. Why? Because when something has a lot of ass, this is just FYI going forth to anybody. They try to insert their distractions and their reality into your subconscious mind. They understand that it only takes 5 to 10 seconds to where your mind will go somewhere else. So I just want to just remind people to be refocused to all of the distractions that these people have going against us. I'm talking frequency, sound waves, there's so many. So I just want to let you guys know, stay focused. Note to self, too.
This is Uncrossing bath salts, okay? You can get this on Amazon, Uncrossing bath salts. And what I do, you know, I make me a big-ass bottle of bath salts, of a spiritual bath, and I keep it, oh, I have to pinch my nipples. I put this shit in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? And what you want to do is you want to put a full pack in a bottle with some water, and, you know, you can add rosemary oil. I add a bit of agrimony. I got some agrimony herbs, so I usually just boil it beforehand, steep it, and then I will strain it, and I will add it to this. You can add either agrimony oil. There's rosemary. Let me see. Rosemary. I add sandalwood. I add Florida water. I add baking soda. I add sea salt. And I have just a touch of cayenne pepper. I will squeeze a lemon in it. Okay? I can add, like, a few drops of turpentine. You know what I mean? I mean, really make it nice. Okay? And, you know, I add baking soda to it. What else I add? I add a bunch of shit to it. You know, let me see. Rosemary oil. Lavender oil, you know, all any kind of essential spiritual oil that deal with cleansing, okay? And you don't even have to use this, but this is good because it has the herbs in it, or if you want to make your own, you know, you can get just regular Epsom salt, the Dr. Teal's peppermint, and you can add your herbs and stuff and your oils to it. You understand? And I keep this in my bathroom. So when I take a shower, you know, I use black soap, the African black soap. When I take a shower, when I am finished, I pour some of this on my rag, and I go over my whole body. I go all down my body, and I wash down around the back of my neck, all of that. You can even put some of this in your shampoo. You can add coconut milk, too. Yes, thank you. Coconut milk, I forgot that. Coconut milk, very essential. And you can even add some of this in your shampoo, and you can use it to wash your hair. So it's almost like you're doing a head rotation on your hair, okay? Because sometimes the energy on your head becomes very, very heavy, okay? And you need to do, you know, a head rotation. Sandalwood essential oil, all the essential oils. You understand? Coconut milk and a smidgen of cayenne pepper, okay? Because cayenne pepper can remove some shit, okay? And so you keep this in your bathroom, and like once a week, you really want to wash yourself down. Because I do a lot of readings from Tuesday to Friday evening, I will take one. I forgot to take one yesterday, just did a regular bath, so you bet your sweet ass today I took one. You can use Dr. Teal's peppermint soap, or you can use the African black liquid soap, and you can pour in this, so it makes a nice start. You know what I'm saying? And if you could smell it, oh, my goddess, it smells so divine. With Florida water, you know? And it's nice and thick. Huh. So this is what we do. Now, you can do that for yourself. You can do your protection bath, okay? You can pray for yourself. There's a lot of stuff you can do for yourself, because this time around, this is not about you leaving it at Jesus' feet. That's done and over with. This is where you do your own work. You don't want anybody to lead you. You don't want anybody to guide you. It's just, you know, you are your own guide. You have to make sure that you do the self-work. This time around, the age of Aquarius, the ancient mother of Saturn, okay? This is all about you, walking in your own power, so that there are no more abuses of people, okay? Because there was a lot of abuse under religion.
I want to point something out real quick. Note that she said, you are your own guide. Pay attention to that, because pay attention to people, including myself, when I'm being manipulative. But, you are your own guide, okay? You are your own teacher. You are your own student. You are your own guide. There is no right or wrong. We are to complement each other's journeys, not try to control. The control of the velvet glove is the most dangerous. One more time. The control of the velvet glove, unchecked, and sometimes it's checked, but is the most dangerous of them all. That's the 2% that has been ruling collectively in the shadows. All right? It ends now. But, guys, if you're listening, you are the captain, conductor of your own reality. There are no right or wrongs. If anybody is trying to teach you and tell you that this is the right way to do it, that's the wrong way to do it. If we're trying to train and sway and do all of that shit, that the mind games that we play, that part. All right, you guys? Just needed to state that. You are your own conductor.
Under spirituality. You know, I just had somebody come on my channel. I had a lady that sent me a real crazy-ass email. And I pretty much told the lady that, listen, no shame, but you need a really good psychiatrist, some really wonderful meds, and you would be helped with a qualified shaman who can take off some of them duffies off your ass. Here comes somebody. Oh, send her in my direction. Send her to me. Why am I sending that lady to you? Who the fuck are you? Okay? Who are you? Do you have a clinic? Are you a certified psychiatrist? A board certified psychiatrist? Do you have a clinic? Do you offer free?
Those are trained services? Those are a lot trained robots.
What credentials do you have? I clicked
it's not
on the
about credentials.
Profile, okay? It's just a page. It's just a page. Some random-ass person.
But she is right, though. Be
just
careful who you... Be careful
who
y'all going to.
That I would send this person in your direction. For all I know, you could be lined up with a bunch of traffickers. You understand? As if that person didn't have enough problems already, okay? That really needs a really good psychiatrist. This has nothing to do with spirituality. Now, they might have some spirits on them. Yes, of course. That is quite possible. But, oh, one of my other priestesses here, Princess Nekabek El-Ra. Listen, we gotta get up together, because I've been meaning to call you today, but I didn't want to call you and, you know what I'm saying, and disturb you, but I need to talk to you, okay? Let's see. Yeah, so basically, you know, you want me to send this person that's already vulnerable, that's already going through some shit, and send them to your ass, whoever the hell you are. You know what I'm saying? And so this is the fuckery that we have, that there's so much exploitation that goes on in the spiritual community. Not saying this person was going to exploit this person. I don't know. But I can read energy. You know what I'm saying? And it's not I'm dismissing that person. I have dealt with people like that before. You honestly cannot help them, because what they have going on is so overwhelming. You understand? And mental health is very real. You looking at somebody that's motherfucking bipolar to the 10th power. You understand? And if I did not take 10 years out of my life, okay? Now, there are some times when Bipolar Betty jump out. And there are some times when I feel some real crazy shit. And I have to talk myself out of it. You understand? And speaking of talking themselves out of it, one of the things about shadow work, because somebody emailed me about shadow work. Let me tell you some of what shadow work is. Shadow work is about you tapping into your higher self, okay? Before you sit down and you do shadow work, you need a journal because it's almost like self-therapy. You need a journal. You can have a recorder because you're going to have to record your progress, okay? And with shadow work, I tell people it's like going back to the scene of the crime. Whether you were sexually molested as a child, whether you were raped, whether you were abandoned by parents, whatever trauma that you have been through, you know, people have been in the military, have been through trauma, I mean, whatever, you have to now go back to that traumatic period. You have to look at it. You have to go through the feelings, the rage, the anger, the shame, whatever feelings are attached with that particular trauma, you have to be able to process that. You have to go through that process. And once you have gone through that process, you now begin to work through it piece by piece. And let me just clear this up. Shadow work, I know something you can do in 1 week, 2 weeks, because I see some fuckery like people. Oh, shadow work in 2 weeks. I want to know where. What shadow work you doing in 2 weeks? Where? When you have gone through really traumatic, you know, things. I have counseled men over the years that were raped by their uncles, some of them by their father. Hell, I was married to a man that was sexually molested by his uncle, you know, when he was a child. Those kind of trauma, you are not resolving in 2 weeks.
Mm.
I myself was sexually, you know, molested and assaulted as a child, you know. I mean, they're all dead now, but you know what I'm saying? But still, it took me years to deal with those kinds of trauma. You know what I'm saying? And when you go back, I tell people it's like going back to the scene of the crime, to where the chalk line, you know, the yellow tape has cordoned off that area, and the chalk, you know, the chalk has outlined the body. And you have to go through the emotions, and you have to sit with it, and you have to process it, and you have to work through it. However, journaling is very important because you're going to want to write down your rage, your anger, everything. And exercise, you can, I would recommend yoga. Yoga is very good because yoga allows you to be able to breathe and to get in touch with your higher self. Yoga, Qigong, these kinds of things you can take up. You understand? These are things that you can do in your home. You understand? If you want to go to a gym and to work out, whether, you know, if that is your preference, or to start running, you understand? Also, spend time in nature. You have got to spend time with your higher self. You have got to heal within. Some people, I tell them, go to the child that is still sitting in the closet with her hands around her legs, balled up to her chest. You have got to let that child know, I am here now. No one will ever be able to harm you. If
is a long process. But you can heal from that. And when you have finally come, you will know. And this is where, when you're going through the healing process, you have to constantly do self-talk. And you have to do a lot of self-care, a lot of self-love. You have to reassure yourself now that you are safe, that no one can harm you anymore. And you have to take control of yourself because, first of all, this can lead to you being a people pleaser. This can lead to you allowing people, whether it's coworker, it's family member, it could be, you know, a spouse, a significant other or whatever, you know, taking advantage of you. You understand? You have to learn how to stand up for yourself. And even reading some self-help books. I know Ayanga, I can't get off her titty because she writes some excellent self-help books that helped me back in the day when I was in, you know, a situation with domestic violence. You know what I'm saying? Her books really help. And when you have done all that self-work, you know, taking your spiritual bath, because, you know, these are energies that also cling to you that have to be removed. You understand? Staying in constant contact with higher self. You know, also, you know, finding Bible verses that really help. I'm going to have to find, let me see. I'll probably do it after this. You know, there is a website that have Bible verses that you can type in, whatever it is that you're looking for. How to use Bible verses if you want to buy a house or, you know, whatever. And it'll bring up a scripture that you can use. Well, you put yourself into that. Spending time in nature, you understand? And allowing yourself to go through the process. You know, allowing yourself to shed these emotions, to cry, to scream, to yell. You know what I'm saying? I even recommend for some women, you know, kickboxing. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Kickboxing. You know, I mean, it takes a lot. And it's a process of self-talk. You constantly have to talk yourself through this. Because like I said, it's like you are your own therapist. Okay? And some people will benefit from therapy, getting a really good therapist that understands what you're going through and who help you to develop the tools to heal yourself. Because you can heal. You can come back from just about anything. You just have to want to. You understand? And so, excuse me, once you have finished the healing, you understand? Let me see, heavy shadow work period for me, so much anger from all the pain. Yeah, this week I decided to incorporate boxing. Yes, you boxing, yes, you have got to have something physical. You understand? Because these are emotions that have to come out. I tell people, use a pillow and get one of those plastic bats where you can beat the pillow. You know what I'm saying? To smash the pillow. You understand? I tell some people, get in your car and grab your steering wheel, shake the steering wheel, and just scream. Make sure all the windows are up and you don't want anybody looking at you like you're a lunatic. You know what I'm saying? You can put your face in a pillow and you can scream. Okay? Let me see. The girl with the parasite needs to drink some de-earth. Yep, the girl with the parasite, yep, she needs to drink some de-earth also. I got a big-ass thing underneath my sink. You know what I'm saying? The food-grade de-earth. Hold on. Let me get that. Yep.
Hold on.
This big ass bag of dichotomous earth.
Y'all, that is so good.
Yeah, you take a nice piece.
I'm going to tell you guys, that is, she is right. You get it, you mix it in your juice, or you mix it with your water. Let me, I'm going to, I wanted to pause because I think Eternal's here, but I wanted to, this, we are coming into the top of the hour, guys. I've been live for about an hour or so, but I want to tell you the name of that because it is very important. I don't care if you don't need it. You need it for your, if, you know, under your sink, whatever. It's a parasite killer, guys. And it's for, like, killing parasites outside, but it's a food grade. So it's for the parasites within you. So it's safe. All right? And it's called DITOMACEOUS Earth. All right, and it's a food grade. So DITOM. You know what? I'm gonna put it in the show notes. How about that? I will put it in the show notes. Okay. Yep, that's how I do it. Let's go ahead and continue.
You put it in some water. You know what I'm saying? And you drink that bitch. Matter of fact, hello. Come here.
So she has kids named Hathor, Heru. She literally named her kids after the Egyptian gods, after the gods and goddesses, literally.
Screaming in a pillow, getting a pillow. Give me that pillow. And give me a glass with a, give me a glass with some water and a teaspoon, you know, getting something and just holding it like really, really tight and you know what I'm saying? Scream until your ass can't scream no more, until you are literally exhausted. These are self-therapy. You understand? Screaming at the top of your lungs until you cannot, until you are literally exhausted. I mean, really cry and bawl. Bawl and let out. You know what I'm saying? The anger, the rage. Because if you don't let it out, what's going to happen is it's going to sit in the body and it's going to grow like a cancer. And that energy has to go somewhere. And this is where it can turn into cancer. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
It can turn into a lot of stuff. It can cause high blood pressure.
So I just noticed something, and I told one of my friends this. I studied him, and he had gotten cancer the first time. And, you know, and I was like, well, you know, what I like to study on, and this is just not what I like to do, guys. These are good ideas for the collective. So I'm using my story, myself, as an example. I never want to come across as making it about me all the time because I definitely like to learn and know what others are doing. You know what I'm saying? So for me, guys, I studied a friend, you know, a close friend, and how did he get cancer? And what I noted is that his emotional – every time he gets into an emotional state of the sorrow and there's no release, or the only release is drugs or alcohol, or, you know, there's not a healthy release, he goes back into remission. And he just went back into remission this time, and I watched him. I was like, okay, that's exactly what it is. And also emotional manipulation, guys, when it comes to sickness, and I hate to say this, but it's true. Emotional manipulation is big business. So we can't really feel sorry for people a lot of times when they are in these situations that we put ourselves in, because it's for us to learn. But what I've noted also is the reason why a lot of people with cancer die is because they were just at a point of no return. Like, it was time up, you know, for them as far as the emotional manipulation, as far as them using the emotional, you know, with no outlet as a crutch. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel that we don't feel sorry for people, but I feel that we care enough for people, but we care enough for people to allow them to make their choices and to make their own mistakes and to grow from it. I think that when we give people that space to do that, that's where the unconditional love comes in.
Let me see, Urban Alchemist. They have something called Rage Room. They have one in L.A. where you can go in a room and demolish things. Yeah, that, hey, shit, yes. Yep, you needed that pillow yesterday. Yep, this ease, yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta let it out. I got in my car and I screamed, I cried, I yelled. F. Gonzalez, it's not everywhere, and I slept good as fuck out there. Yeah, you fucking A. That's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to let it out. It has to come out because you don't want it sitting in the body and causing, you know, cancer, you know, high blood pressure, and whatever kind of sickness, strokes and all of that shit. You gotta let it out. You understand? So pillow therapy is good. Also getting something, like I said, a bat and beating the shit out of some pillow. Man, I tell you, yo, when I first going through my healing, man, I went through a couple of motherfucking bats. I beat the shit out of some pillow. You know what I'm saying? You can have shit that you can tear up, you know? Hey. My crazy ass, I went in the backyard, you know what I'm saying? I was just breaking up glass. You know, you got to have stuff that you can destroy. You know what I'm saying? And so, well, Indigo, you know, your son being messed with by law enforcement, there's plenty of stuff that you can do. You know what I'm saying? There is, you know, the quickest, easiest way is, you know, to... You know, put them in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I don't want to say, I don't want to knock at my door. Sometimes I just smoke a slip, drink a slip. Yeah, you can. You can also dance your ass off, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yep. All of that. You can dance until you're positively exhausted. Heru! Where is this friggin' boy? Dance until you're exhausted. You know, I mean, all kind of stuff. Better a pillow. Yeah. Better a pillow than a motherfucker's mouth. Yes, or their head. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, because ain't nobody trying to catch no cases around these parts. Yep. You can give me a glass with a spoon. Rinse out the glass. Give me a spoon and a bottle of water. Yeah. Yeah, nobody's trying to catch no cases around this place. There's a lot of stuff that you can do. You know what I'm saying? For rape. You can buy one of these quenching bags, you know, and keep it in your house. And you can use it whenever you need to.
Low battery. If you live in the United States and you make less than $50,000,
however you do it, you have to do it. You have to let it out. You understand? And it's a constant. It is a constant work in progress until you have gotten over that. Let me see. Chantel, I have a lot of anger now that I'm dealing with sexual trauma. I will be beating a pillow, Rasta. Yeah, you got to beat a pillow. You know what I'm saying? Get a bat. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that is, you know, the person that you are beating the shit out of. You know what I'm saying?
Low battery.
And once you have done healing, once you have done, because healing will take place, okay? Now, it takes a while. But once you have done healing, you have got to bury that shit and let it go. And you will know you have healed when it no longer makes you cry. It no longer makes you angry. It no longer, it can't trigger you anymore. You understand? And so, you know, you move on from there. You understand? But that is a part of shadow work. And as things come up, you deal with it, you process it, you resolve it, you bury it, flush it, move on. You cannot take it with you because
low battery.
It causes obstacles in your life. They become obstacles and they, you know, they inhibit your full potential. Well, you know, Deborah, you said you wish you had a different mother. Here is the thing. We are spiritual beings having a physical, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. We decided to bring our asses here. And we, you know what I'm saying, chose these people for whatever we needed. Okay? And so we got those lessons, we take it, and we move on. Okay? I love ancestors, fella, who can give a music. Yes, hypnotic, yep, those type of music, you understand, can help. Minty, yep, fear damages the kidney.
Let me point something out. What she is saying and teaching on, guys, is the process, okay? Note that she's not telling you what you need to do and that you need to heal overnight or you need to let something go or you need to do this and do that. She said in the healing, as you come through, like I like to say, as we grow through, I want everybody to listen and pay attention that this lady is teaching on the processes that it takes truly heal and grow. If we are trying to tell people and teach people about what they need to do, that is control. We cannot control people's journey like the mind games that we play and that we do out here. We don't really love each other. We don't really give a fuck about each other. We don't really care about each other. We're only trying to control one another. That's where we're mistaken. When is judge? You are your own judge. You are your own jury at the end of the day. This is the process that it takes you to get there, all right? It's even a process in understanding the grudge is the judge. Well, all of it is needed, all right? So all of it is needed. That's the process, guys. That's the process. Everything is needed in order to get you there. So it's all beautiful. I was talking to a brother today. It is all beautiful.
Yes. Fear has different things that it does in the body. You can divorce your mother. You can divorce your father. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You can do a reset button. Okay? You can most certainly do a reset button. At any given time, you can do a reset. It is up to you. You understand? You have the ability to reset this bitch. Let me get some of this dichotomous herb. Because I just took, it's a big-ass spoon. But
I just took some of this Parasite Cleanse, and this Parasite Cleanse, this shit is thebomb.com.
Activated charcoal.
I bought it on Etsy, so if anybody is looking and need to find out.
Just to let you guys know, there is, I'm going to have to do a part two because I came on early. So I'm going to have to do a part two because this is 2 hours long. So let me see how we're going to do this. Let's see how much time we got. I'm going to cut it at some point. I'm going to open the mic. No. Look, we'll just flow, okay? How about that?
That is, they can get that on Etsy, okay? So this dichotomous herb, yep, I am going to get it. I forgot how this tastes out. You know, I am attracted to some really weird taste. This tastes like man's batter, like jizz. Not that I'm an expert on drinking jizz, you understand, but I'm just saying. Providing he's nice and clean, and he ain't one of them fast food eating thoughts. Let's see here. Tastes like some serious jizz. Well, I remember what that tastes like. Yeah. Yes. So, girl, new eyes? Yo, that shit tastes like some very good, girl. Yes. So, now, when we're doing all these healing, you know what I'm saying? You want to also get, like, some,
You really like the idea of meditating.
I forgot, what the hell is this? Somebody tell me what this is. You want to get some of this, you know what I'm saying? And constantly go over your body, you know what I'm saying? Constantly, yes, Palo Santo. Palo Santo, go all over your body. Go all over, you know? Yes. Open your legs, go all over the couch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, get that good old Palo Santo going. Yes. Follow Santo this shit. Yes. You know what I'm saying? All over the heart chakra. You understand? There are things that you can do because in this time, you are going to be the one that you are going to be healing yourself, you know, using your yoni eggs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really doing the healing modalities, and it's really important to journal because after a few years, I look back on some of my journals in my 20s when I was journaling and like, God damn, how far have I come? Like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? It does your heart really good. Yes, Kim Taylor, Dichotomous Earth. Definitely, yes.
They got a black activated charcoal, I think, is great, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All of that stuff is good for you to help to clean you out. So that sister with the parasite, yeah, she needs some of that on top of some parasite cleanse. You understand? To flush out her body. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay? Now. Like I said earlier, not everything is witchcraft, but we have to stop making every fucking single thing witchcraft because then we give Halitosi powder too. Yes, I have some of that. That's good too. We have to stop giving, you know, power over
other things. Okay. Happy Saturn Day. Akasha Bay, thank you. Happy Saturn Day. Yep. Mm-hmm. My heart being tested big time, but I'm weathering this shit. Indigo, yes. Listen, here's the thing. We will be tested. This is this thing called life. Each of us chose to come back here for whatever reason. The things that we go through in life are the things that make us stronger, make us wiser, make us more able to navigate this thing called life. You are not coming here and not going through some stuff. Yep, Indigo, Black Walnut, you know what I'm saying? This is a time that we're in where we have access to information that we would not have had 2,000 years ago. These type of information would only be, you know, held by a few people. Blue Vervain, all of that. You understand? We now know that we can make our own detox tea. We can make our own detox bath. You know, we can put our detox stuff in our hair to detox, you know, our crown chakra, okay? Because one of the things that's very important also is doing head rotation, you know, where you do with coconut milk and sea salt, put some rosemary, you know, some rosemary essential oil, things like that, and you wash your hair with it. You understand? Do a complete head rotation so that your crown is clear, because sometimes we can feel foggy in the brain. We have, you know, excuse me, a lot of stuff going on. And you want to make sure, you know, that you are clearing your crown chakra, just like you clear the rest of your chakra. Vikas Danik, I'm terrible at pronouncing names. You know what I'm saying? But yes, this is where each of us becomes a living God again, because we are a mortal God. And this is the way you're supposed to walk on the earth, not being in fear of anybody. Now, from time to time, you will have shit come out of left field. Of course, this is life. But you should be able to deal with that. You understand? Nicole Fire, thank you for the donation. Take me Sun Book studying for past life regression, you're honest. I don't know about any books about past life regression. You might have, you're going to have to do the research on that, because it's something that just came to me in my 40s, you know, of being able to look back into the Akashic records. So I don't have any prior training. I'm just able to just tap in and see stuff, okay? Uranus in Sagittarius in the 10th house. The 10th house is ruled over by Capricorn. This is the house of career, okay? And you have Uranus in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the 9th house. This is ruled over by Jupiter. This is the house of, like, your spiritual gifts and blessings. You have Uranus. Uranus heart, like, shit just come out in left field.
What would you do if residual income was pouring into your bank account month after month, no matter where you are or what you are doing? That's right. It sounds unrealistic, but it's not.
You understand? I mean, Nicole Fire, what you can do is you can Google all of this Uranus in Sagittarius. It's going to give you a breakdown, okay? And Neptune, you know, which is another planet of spirituality that's in Scorpio in the 8th house, you know, because Scorpio rules over, like, the 8th house. This is all about spirituality. You know what I'm saying? Jupiter and Leo in the 6th house. The 6th house is ruled over by Virgo. This is the house of natural healing, Dr. Sebi type. You know what I'm saying? This has to do with healing. You know what I'm saying? And using, like, that sun type energy in the 6th house. Whether you do sun gazing, you know what I'm saying? You use the sun to clean out your melanin. There's all types of things that can be done. And Jupiter in Leo, Jupiter expands. She expands power of Leo. Okay, and Leo is connected to, you know, the sun, connected to the fifth house. It's in the sixth house, which, you know, you might want to look into being like, what do you call it? Like a naturopath. This is where you would want to learn about natural medicine, because this is path of like your particular healing journey, okay? Apple cider vinegar is good too, you know? Prosperity realms. Prosperity realms of south life aggression. Yep, you know? There's different people that do them. Eye of Justice, herbalist. Yes, we are in a time right now when you are to take back control of your life. Underneath the past 2,000 years, we gave our power over to this Jesus character. And Jesus wasn't nobody like Malcolm X. He was like a Hebrew Israelite on the goddamn street. You know what I'm saying? Studying herbalism right now. Okay, Nicole Fire, see? You know, it all ties in, you know, of being able to, on a basic level of interpretation. Yeah. So this is just, you have a gift for herbalism. And, you know, what I tell people is do what they came back here to do. That way you cannot fail. You understand? You cannot fail when you do what you came back here to do. This is why your natal chart is so important. This is why your first science, your first spiritual journey on this planet is your natal chart. Before you do anything, you know, when people come to me, okay, they want to get in touch with their ancestors. Okay, that's fine, but your ancestors, they're already dead. They ain't going nowhere. You got to deal with you first, okay? What is it you need to be doing? You need to have your, you know, thank you for the donation. I can't pronounce this name. Okay? Thank you for the donation. Saturday vibe, yes. You know what I'm saying? One of the things is you dealing with yourself first, your natal chart first. What did you come here to do? You know what I'm saying? What is your magic? Everybody comes here with their own magic. You know, Hathor's not going to approach, you know, the spiritual path. And I hate that word, fucking magic, because it implies miracles. It implies, you know, it implies, you know, like, clicking your heels together. It implies like it's an overnight thing, like it's instantaneous. No, it is not. Okay? Your first thing that you come here is to decode your spiritual science. Once you decode your spiritual science, then you start to practice your spiritual science. You start to grow your spiritual science. You got to build your own temple brick by brick to your own specification. See, before, under the age of Pisces, we were like under some MK Ultra motherfucking mind control. We were all in the church, or we were all in some form of Islam, Roman Catholic, Catholicism, Christianity, whatever. Now, the age of the collective, the age of Aquarius. This is about you and your spiritual science. Aquarius.
You know what your soulmate looks like. Gifted psychic artist can show you right now. Because he doesn't draw portraits of the people sitting in front of him.
Rules over. You know, astrology, numerology, those kinds of signs. Because it's who you are. You came in here underneath a sun sign. You have your whole spiritual, you know, you have your whole spiritual science already that you came here with. And each of those houses, there is a particular deity, there is a particular angel, there is a particular herb, there is a particular crystal that's associated with that. People ain't even decode their spiritual signs, but you want to come and jump off into Ifa, Palo, Voodoo. What is your particular spiritual science that you need to decode and to start working with? The day you're born, you know what I'm saying, is connected to various energies. That's one of your power days. Once a month, you should light a little tea light candle, because one of the words that came down from Mother last year was, we are to begin worshiping ourselves. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy. And for people who ask me about the ancestral altar, you just need like a regular ass table, a small table. They have them in Walmart by mainstay. Just a small table. You put a piece of white cloth over it, and you put a couple of clear glasses of water. If you have, you know, pictures of the deceased, you can put them on there. Let's see here. Thank you for the day. Thank you for the donations, Danielle. Priestess, how to book a reading if I can't use PayPal. I take Cash App, Sun in Taurus, Jupiter in Sagittarius. Jupiter in Sagittarius, you can come for a spiritual consultation. We can decode that. First of all, Jupiter in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is ruled over by the ninth house of spiritual philosophy. With Jupiter, okay, Jupiter expands the properties of Sagittarius. So that would probably mean you might would need to look into like metaphysics, okay? Jupiter and Sagittarius, you come here with the spiritual gift of spiritual philosophy to help others find their path. You know what I'm saying? You might think about starting your own dotted circle. You know what I'm saying? You might think about, you know, looking into the University of Metaphysics to see what calls you. You understand? I mean, these are some of your first signs. After you have resolved the traumatic traumas that we have all gone through. You understand?
The processes.
Because you want to be healthy. You want to be whole again. And you can be whole again. But you just have to be committed to doing the work. You understand? This path is about doing the work for yourself. This path is that you enter into a commitment with yourself. And you are committed to being the best that you can be, to being the most peaceful, the most tranquil. It doesn't mean you won't ever have problems in life. This is life. All types of shit come out of left field. But it's nothing that should level you. You understand? You should be able to deal with whatever life throws at you. Okay? And so, yeah. Okay? Okay. So, Nicole, Tracy, for you, these are easily things that can be Googled, you know? Your sun is in Taurus, and your sun is in Sagittarius, and your moon is in Taurus, the shadow side of you. You know what I'm saying? So you'd be dealing with Hathor, Bastet. You know what I'm saying? These are all things that can be, you know, when you go through and you do your natal chart, whether you go to Cafe Astrology or you go to, let me see. I don't want to scream for Hathor again because I know she's going to, you know, she's going to be like, what the hell? When you go through and you do your natal chart, You want to take your time and go through it. Have your notepad to write stuff down. You understand? Anything that you do not understand, you can Google. You understand? Google is not just, okay, you just Google something and that's it. You want to take some notes. Thank you for the donation, Princess. Have you ever worked with Blind before? Yes, I've done, yes. Food Abroad, thank you for the donation. I've worked with Belial. Matter of fact, my last Patreon that I had, I did, you know.
Do not buy solar panels. If you live in one of these 11 states of America, did you know that in certain states of America, the U.S. government will now
teach some courses on Belial. Belial is one of the demons that can be worked with for prosperity. Belial is very good with prosperity rituals, you know, real estate, that type of thing. Is there a method to breaking down your chart? I'm going to do mine. You would get, if you didn't want to go to a professional astrologer, which I would recommend, you know, going to a professional astrologer, you know what I'm saying? I know Sky Priestess, she's a bomb-ass astrologer. Of course, there are others out there. There's like Molly McCord, who's very good with the chart. Or if you wanted to go to one of these sites that offer free readings, you just want to make sure you have a notepad and, you know, to take down some notes and to go and to, you know, to Google. You understand? Google. We're not doing charts now, so don't people come at me with all their astrological stuff, okay? So, again, going back to healing trauma, this is something that we have to be committed. We have to be committed to healing so that we can be healthy. Belial came to me and said he wanted to help me with my future business. Been working with him since. Very wonderful spirit. Yes. Comes to me as a female hunter, Sebek. Belial can choose to manifest however they want. You know, to me, I think everything is feminine. I'm not going to let them hold in patriarchy be great, but whatever. You know. Belial don't like working with lazy people. No, no. You have to do the work. You know what I'm saying? You study all your placements right here on YouTube and slowly build understanding in the house placement and then transit if you have the coin. Yeah, there's a lot of free websites out there that can, you know, give you a free natal, matter of fact, let me put one in here that I have used before. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. This is one. Okay. And that is very detailed. You know what I'm saying? They also break it down in layman terms because what I like about that, it doesn't have a lot of jargon. You know what I'm saying? Like Cafe Astrology, it was pretty good until they started incorporating all that jargon. I stopped getting downloads when I wasn't doing my shadow work. Got to do with downloads or come back. Exactly. You have got to be able to do your shadow work. And not just your shadow work for resolving your trauma, but also your shadow work, you know, for tapping deeper into your spiritual life, okay? Because in order for you to be a really good spiritualist, a self-made spiritualist, you have got to do your shadow work. You have got to spend time in meditation. Meditation is critical. You can't get anywhere on the path if you don't learn how to meditate. You're talking to a person that's bipolar. You understand?
Right.
That started out with 1 minute and now can meditate for 3-4 hours and not even bat an eye. But this is something that you have got to discipline yourself. If you don't have, first of all, this path is about discipline. You understand? And discipline takes time. You have to be easy with yourself, because what happens is a lot of people come to this path and they want overnight, you know. Hey, Kiran, thank you for the donation. Thank you. You know, a lot of people come to this path and they want overnight results. They want overnight results because it's so-called magic. Oh, no, honey. This is a lot of work. Hunter Sebek. Hakuna Matata. Thank you. Let's see. Yeah. See, you are the one that is the expert on your life. There is nobody coming to save you. You are the one that you have been waiting for. All this knowledge is at your disposal. At one time, the books that we have access to, we would not have had access to these books. We would not have had access to, you know, some of the things that we have access to now. But because of the age that we're in, they have to put it out there. You understand? And still, a cult will break you down for you to build you back up. Yes.
That's deep. Let me see how long we
and
got.
And you have to be patient. Libra 777, it's a great book to have, you know. By Aleister Crowley, you just have to bypass this fuckery, you know, because all of them had some fuckery at some point. Belial came to me angry in a dream, telling me I hadn't finished the ritual. He showed me a circle of figures. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out. That's only you can tap into that, Lilith. You know what I'm saying? If Belial was angry and he said that you did not finish a ritual, and he showed you a circle of sigils of spirit, then you might need to invoke and find out what the hell, you know what I'm saying? What the hell is, you know, what the hell is Belial talking about? You understand? There might have been a ritual that you might have not done properly, and even doing rituals. Should men practice semen rotation? Of course they should. You know?
They all have intuition. Not all of us are aware that we have intuition. Sometimes we know we have intuition, but we sit.
In practice semen retention, why not? See, Indigo, with gang stalking going on with loved ones, you would want a petition and invoke Archangel Michael. You understand? Michael deals with justice. You understand? You are, let me see. Let me give this. Just the Bible. Okay, this is the website about the Bible and using the Bible in an occult manner. Okay, you want to learn how to use the Bible in an occult manner, okay? Raya Soul, I'm starting classes next month, and I'm going to post it on, you know, on the community page. Most of the information on Libra 77, yeah, of course, was plagiarized from the Medic Order. Yeah, it's all plagiarization, if that's even a word. Killer Kush Lord. Good evening, my lord. I give thanks to my ancestors, Pomp, and the job that, yes, you know, semen retention is very important in disciplining yourself. You know what I'm saying? This is about taking your power back. Okay? I invoke Archangel Michael after being spiritually attacked by a witch doctor. He showed up in my bedroom and showed me. Yeah, Archangel Michael or Michelle, she is very good with justice. That is my personal guardian angel. There are, and another time I'll do a video on that, on the various types of angels that are used in spiritual mortal combat. Michael is one of them. Samael is one of them. Even Kaziel, the archangel of today, of Saturn. You understand? These are the angels that are used, you know, when you have to bust holes down. You understand? So, see here. Okay. I've been working with Raphael for a month now. Amazing. Yeah, Raphael is amazing for healing. Raphael is from the order of the virtues. The virtues are responsible for healing. These are when people have miraculous healing of like a terminal illness, like a cancer goes into remission, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, something of that nature. Archangel Raphael from those type orders, because there's different orders of them that can be petitioned. You know, I love when people think that angels are just some namby-pamby, you know, energies to work with. Like, oh, they're peaceful. Oh, no, and oh, no, sweetie. Let's
see. The fine print.
Amia Marshall, this is unsubscribed me from your channel. See, you got it. I don't know. It's a whole bunch of fuckery going on. But like I said, I'm not here for clicks and likes. So it doesn't, you know, I don't even follow up a lot of that shit. Because as you can see, I don't come on YouTube like, you know what I'm saying, often. I'm trying to do like 3 videos a month, you know. I'm not sure why, but a young baby was present on my camera. I thought it was H2. I could be wrong. Pray for protection in that black baby was present. That could be a representation of H2. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Raphael is also great for knowledge and opening doors. Yep. This message is held for review. Let me see. Some angels will fuck shit up. Yes. Yes. You have angels of war. You have angels that can even participate in doing like some diabolical work. You know, these are the principalities that, you know, work for either side. You understand? So, you know, there's a whole order. There's a whole occult path in working with angels. Okay, that can be very powerful, okay? But, of course, you have got to commit yourself like anything else, okay? And angels, you know, typically deal with a lot of, the seraphim, they deal with a lot of fire magic.
Hansons are hitting the road, and wherever they go, they'll be about 10 minutes from a hotel by window. With over 6,000 hotels across the country, whatever you're checking out, check.
Okay, a lot of fire magic. The virtues tend to deal with, like, water magic. They can also deal with ear magic, where you're lighting up an incense. And you're doing meditation, you're doing mantras, okay? Water magic is speaking into water, putting, you know, like a clear quartz in it to empower the water and to amplify it. And you do the ritual, you're using your heka in the water. And you can use that water that you have now empowered, put it into a plant. Okay? Thank you for the donation, Empath, with an attitude. Thank you. You can get a plant, and you can use that water and put it in the plant. Thank you so much for the donation. Okay? But bottom line, why people like myself is here at this time is to help you to take the power back into your life. You understand? Because the establishment, the matrix, first of all, the matrix has collapsed. They do not want you to take the power back for yourself because they have been used to ruling over you for some, what, about 7,000 years that this has been going on? This has been going on for a long fucking time. And they have taken religious foremothers created to help you to tap into source, tap into higher self, to tap into source. And they have bastardized, they have plagiarized, and they have done so much fuckery with it. Okay? And now, at this time, you are here at this time to take your goddamn power back. That's it. Let's see.
All right. So, right there. Hold on, guys.
Okay. Who is that? That's Hattie. You are here to take your power back. Yeah, Hunter Sebek. Yeah, that's Sunday. Sunday is connected to the sun. And the archangel for Sunday is Archangel Michael and Raphael. You know what I'm saying? And you're born on a Mercury hour. So, yes, that's Raphael.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, join me for part two, all right? I'm about to end this one because there's only 30 minutes left in this episode, so I'm going to end it now and start part two. All right.